Hello and welcome to Impact Income. I have the opportunity and also the blessing to be able to talk with a good friend that I just met recently. So Robin, are you here?
I am. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. We were just chatting right before we started, and it sounds like you've gone through some amazing transformations, and a lot of it being inspired by intuition and guidance. And so, you know, today I would love to just, first off, just introduce yourself and share with the audience kind of what you do and why you do it.
Awesome. Well, first, I'm Robin Peterson. I'm a serial entrepreneur, meaning that I've had multiple companies, some large successes and some large failures. And then I've had a broad spectrum of businesses, so some are completely different from each other, but I have my special and favorite one, which is also a gift, a spiritual gift, is I'm an intuitive business consultant. So I have some spiritual gifts that help me to feel and see things that the natural eye or the natural person wouldn't see or feel. And I can help shift things for people. But not only do I have the spiritual gifts, I also have the skills and training all the way from energetic medicine, holistic medicine, quantum physics, mathematical codes, and then also the business experience.
Boom. I love it. So, So Robin, tell us, you know, a little bit about kind of what you do with this intuitive business consultant. And yeah, I feel like this will be something fun because I feel like there's so many different ways we could take this podcast. But essentially, yeah, let's just see where this goes.
Sure, absolutely. I like the flow of things, and it will be perfect, right? Well, first off, I'm a Christian-based intuitive. I believe that we all have some spiritual gifts, just not everybody develops them. But I have sought out and really really seeked after my spiritual gifts. I've asked God how to develop them, how I should use them, what kinds I should get, what books I should read, what kind of mentors I should seek out. So like you, Tyler, I was going through naturopath and was going to become a licensed physician. And then I was guided to a whole nother path through energetic medicine, which is a lot of quantum physics, frequencies, people's energy of things, which is a very real thing. So let me give you an example. So have you ever been in a room where a man is sizing you up? Like, you know, he's looking at you and he's sizing you up and you can feel it.
Me, myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, like anybody, just you feel like the judgment or the whatever they're looking at you, judging who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really happens a lot when we're younger, like when we go out or if we're ever at a club or we're at a dance or something like that. We can tell when other people are sizing us up. So that's a real thing. That's an energetic field that people can feel, and it's uncomfortable for a reason. So just like that, we can feel the same thing with people's companies, with their energy, with their intentions. For instance, I come to companies all the time that are not passionate about it, or there's something wrong with their product, and they don't know why people aren't buying it, and there's something wrong with the feel of their product, and I have to go in and figure out what it is. And it's because they cheaped out on something, or one time this organic product was being produced. It's amazing product. Everything in it's amazing, but it was being produced at a manufacturing plant. That guy that owned it was very shady, and he was committing fraud, and he was hiring people that was doing the same because like attracts like. And because of the energy of the people producing the product at the manufacturing plant, it was making it have a very low vibration, a very low energy. People could feel it in the store. So that was, the client had no idea. But those are things that I see and I find and I ask about. So that's one example.
Yeah. No, this is great. I told you my dad's a clinical kinesiologist, and I studied a lot growing up on dowsing and energetics and how to measure different energies and transfer energies and check energies of companies, people. And it sounds like I met some, because there's not too many people who actually are good at it or do it well. And so I'm excited to just hear someone else that is actually doing it as a profession.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad that you understand, so I can elaborate a little bit further. So same thing, just like people have different energy. I can test to see, if I create a scale and say out of 100, out of 0, where's their life energy at? Where's their creativity energy at? But companies, I can do the same thing because companies are their own entities. They're their own energetic field, which means that people can feel them. And it needs to be addressed separately from the person that's created it, although they are feeding each other. So,
I love
for
that.
instance,
Yeah. Keep going.
Apple was fed by Steve Jobs, right? Because that was his life purpose. So his life energy was feeding into the entity of Apple, and Apple was feeding into him. No wonder when he died or he was removed, the company failed. And it's still kind of not the same. It's failing in a lot of different ways compared to when Steve was here, I hate to say.
Yeah.
But his life
So
energy was removed, and they haven't figured out how to shift that, which I could fix, by the way. I would love the opportunity to fix that. I could probably shift it in a day.
Robin, let me ask you some practical things just for our listeners. So for those of us who, well, for those of us who get the energetics, that energy is real, for those of us who don't, study so that you can actually understand this because it's super important. And that energy really is everything. So if somebody wanted to influence their business in a bigger way, or if they had something negative, they just felt stuck with something, what would be some things that they could do to shift some of the energies?
Well, first they need to be aware. So they need to do a full assessment. And sometimes people are always biased when it comes to something that they're passionate about. And that's where coaching and mentors and an outsider that does those types of things is good for them. But if somebody wanted to really take a look themselves, there are four things that you really need to discuss and figure out first, like your baseline. You need to figure out what a yes feels like, what a no feels like, what a false yes feels like, and what a hold on feels like. What I mean is, some people can say it's the Holy Ghost, some people can just say it's their consciousness, but you sit and you meditate and you say, show me what a yes feels like. And so sometimes when I teach my clients, they'll feel like an energy coming up in their chest. Or somebody can feel it's the like the spirit moving them. All of those things, just like the Holy Ghost, if they're religious, and they can ask the Holy Ghost what a yes feels like. And they will, and you discover a whole new relationship, a whole nother dynamic to learning in the spirit. So once you've figured out that foundation, which takes a little bit of practice, or you can use kinesiology or muscle testing. There's a lot of different ways of doing about it. And an average person can do this with a little bit of practice. But then once you get that baseline of what a yes and a no feels like, then you can start asking questions. Where is the main block in my company? Does it start with me? Does it start with my product? Is it in marketing? Is it in manufacturing? Is it in my management? Is it in my heart and my intentions? Is it in my fear? Does it come from mental stuff? My emotional, my self-sabotaging beliefs or limiting thinking. So if you just ask those basic questions, you will know the answers will come and tell you exactly where your blocks are. But not everybody is willing to dedicate that kind of time to sit and listen. That's the real problem. All of us can receive that kind of revelation and those kinds of downloads, but nobody is willing to take the work that it takes to be quiet and listen and then trust themselves.
I love that. I was actually just taking some notes myself because the power really is in what questions and listening to the answers. And sometimes we
Right.
just don't know the questions to ask because we haven't thought about it.
Right.
And
And sometimes it's best to just ask what kind of questions you should be asking.
I love it. That's epic. So first step then is the awareness and getting this ability to check yes, to check no, asking questions. And then what would you say would be the next thing then for people to do after they get this awareness?
Then that's when the correction comes. And, sometimes we don't want to ask because we don't want to accept the answer. And so when the information comes, we have to be willing to either change it or work through it. a lot of times information doesn't come, revelation doesn't come because we're not willing to receive it. So that's a big thing, is making sure that you're prepared and that you're willing to do something about it. So if that's the case, I mean, it could be that, you know, that your partner you knew is not a good fit, and that relationship is actually feeding some negative energy into the company, and people can feed it or feel it. I mean, you just, whatever it is, you have to be prepared to fix it. And sometimes it could be that you need to walk away and hire somebody else to manage it, or whatever it is. So those are the main things, I think, is being, you know, seeking it out and being willing.
I love that. And this kind of triggered my experience. So this is everything that very in line with with just my truth and what I've learned over the years. And I sum it up as the enrollment effect. That's what I call it. And essentially what the enrollment effect is helping first off yourself, and then helping someone else after you go first. But the first part is getting exactly what you want, your ideal vision of what you want to create, your ideal lifestyle, how you want to live life. Then the second piece really comes into this intuitive process that you mentioned, which is understanding what obstacles are slowing you from attaining that success. And that third piece, which you just mentioned, is to be fully committed to do whatever it takes to overcome any emotional or logical blocks so that you can have that goal with joy. And I think just what you said, you know, that ability just to be present and get that consciousness and then be committed to change. And it's so perfectly aligned with all the truth that I've studied over the years. And that's phenomenal. I love how you put that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that can go for every category in your life, your marriage, your parenting, your fitness, your spiritual development, everything. Is we need to seek it out and ask and be willing. And, you know, you don't have to have some kind of spiritual practice the way that we do with holistic and with kinesiology or energy or quantum physics. You can just, you know, straight up ask God, what is blocking me in my business? What is it that I need to change or shift? And the information will come.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. So if somebody wanted to work with you, Robin, where would they need to go to get access? Maybe they want to have you facilitate some of these, because it is a skill that can take a long, it's like riding, you know, a tricycle, and then now you're on a bike, and then now you're like flying. And, at least for someone who's grown up in this, you know, I've grown up in this, and from what I've seen, it just takes some time sometimes to really fine tune this. And it helps to have someone facilitate so that you can get used to it until you can go do it on your own. So
absolutely.
If somebody needed that help and would like and resonates with you and would like to get access to you, what would they need to do?
Well, first, I do two things. So I own a consulting firm, which is called Beyond Consulting, which is www.beyondconsulting.company. And I have a team of people just like myself that are spiritually gifted, that are highly intuitive, but I've also been trained in the system of InnerWise. And we use InnerWise, which is quantum physics, and we use about 5,000 different remedies to shift energy or to shift a frequency of whatever it is that we need. And that can be a long conversation, which I'm happy to answer if people contact me. So on top of that, that's more for people who have huge corporations and just want somebody to dive in and work on a whole entire company. If somebody wants
and
to
that's
develop
beyond consulting.
Mm-hmm. Beyondconsulting.company.
Okay.
And we've worked with some of the best, really high in there, but a lot of people don't know that alternative healing and alternative holistic can also be for a company. A lot of people are more open for their health now for a person or for even animals, but they don't know it's an option for a company. So I'm glad that it's getting more out there.
Love it. Okay, and then you said there was another way. Did you say that?
Also, I teach people how to develop their own spiritual gifts. I don't want people to become dependent on me. I mean, it's great to come in and shift something, but really I want to make somebody independently strong spiritually and energetically. So I put on retreats all the time. I have a retreat coming up on April 13th through the 15th out in Bear Lake in Utah, where I teach people how to become their own intuitive healers for themselves, their families, and their companies. And that is my website, AmazingRobin.com. Robin spelled with a Y. So AmazingRobin.com.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And so if you had one thing to really just deliver a last gold nugget to share with the listeners today, what would that be, Robin?
Well, two things. I think that we all equally suck and we are all equally awesome. Meaning that everybody is struggling behind the scenes. I've worked with some of the top speakers, top companies, and behind the scenes, they are struggling just like we are in their own personal lives and their marriages and their relationships. And just because they see on the outside doesn't mean that they are perfect in all elements. Everybody is trying to find balance. But we are all equally awesome, too, that you know, people who are struggling, who are working at a gas station, not doesn't look like they're high achieving, they have some spiritual abilities that could blow you away. So we're all equally awesome in different ways. And then my other thing is that we are all given practice people. So when you start out a business or you're putting yourself out there, which is very uncomfortable at first, we always think we need to have it all together. We need to have our crap together before we can put ourselves out there. We need to have the right pitch. We need to have the right cars. We need to do it all right. But the truth is God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, I say God, he always gives us practice people. So don't sweat it. Those first couple of clients, those first couple of things are people that aren't going to matter too much, honestly. Because they're practice people. They're given to you to make mistakes on purpose.
Love that. Yeah, thank you. This has been great. I hope everybody has gotten a lot of value out of this. I know I have. And so, again, if you want to get in contact, you can go to beyondconsulting.company or amazingrobin.com. And just thanks so much, Robin, for joining us today on Impact to Income. We really, really appreciate it.
And I hope we'll see do it again sometime.
Yeah, sounds like we could probably dive into a lot more different, lot of other topics. So
we could, and we could even do some live calls sometimes where somebody could come in and I could do like an intuitive thing where people I could answer their questions about what their problem is with their company.
That'd be epic. Sweet. Well, thank you guys. Thanks everyone for joining us on Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.